This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House of Representatives passed billions in aid for Ukraine and Israel after months of struggle. Next is the Senate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The ayes are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
It's part of a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall.
From Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine to Chairman Xi threatening Taiwan and the Pacific to the Ayatollah rearing his ugly head, invading Israel through his proxies. The eyes of the world are upon us.
Many conservatives oppose the foreign funding. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day.
Because he worked with Democrats, House Speaker Mike Johnson faces a threat of being removed as House Speaker.
I've done here what I believe to be the right thing.
Senate passage is expected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Earlier in the week, CIA Director William Burns warned of what could happen to Ukraine without aid from the United States.
There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024, or at least put Putin in a position where he could essentially dictate the terms of a political settlement.
Burns added that the Ukrainians are not running out of courage and tenacity. They're running out of ammunition, and we're running out of time to help them. Gaza hospital officials say an Israeli airstrike on a home in the territory's southernmost city of Rafah has killed at least 9 people, 6 of them children. Israel's nearly 7-month offensive against Hamas militants in the Palestinian territory has led to a dramatic escalation of tensions in the Middle East, notably between Israel and Iran. Now the attention is returning to Rafah, which hosts more than half of the Gaza's population. This is VOA News. The U.S. is denying involvement in an apparent attack on a base of Iran-allied militias. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
Iraqi authorities say they are investigating an explosion that struck a base belonging to the Popular Mobilization Forces, a coalition of Iran-allied militias overnight, killing one person and injuring 8. Militia officials initially described the explosion at the Qasr military base north of Babylon, a former U.S. base that was handed over to the Iraqi military in 2011, as an airstrike, blaming it on U.S. forces. The U.S. Central Command denied that it had carried out any airstrikes in Iraq. The PMF has described the incident as an attack, but did not blame any specific party. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Japan's defense minister, Minoru Kurara, said Sunday that 2 helicopters from Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force are believed to have crashed into the Pacific Ocean. Saying at 10:38 p.m. yesterday, Saturday, April 20th, communications were lost. Two Maritime Self-Defense Force SH-60K aircraft carrying out a nighttime anti-submarine exercise at a location east of Tsushima in the Izu Islands. He said 7 of the 8 people on board the aircraft were unaccounted for, adding that a search of the area had revealed that it thought debris was from an aircraft. The jury for Donald Trump's historic hush money trial has been completed, clearing the way for prosecutors and defense attorneys to make opening statements next week in a case stemming from hush money paid to an adult star. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen with more.
The jury consists of 7 men and 5 women, mostly employed in white-collar professions. Most are not native New Yorkers, having come from across the United States and countries like Ireland and Lebanon. They will have to decide if Trump is guilty of covering up a $130,000 payment his former lawyer Michael Cohen made to porn star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election to keep quiet about a sexual encounter she says they had a decade earlier. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and has denied the affair with Daniels.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed legislation reauthorizing a key U.S. surveillance law after divisions over whether the FBI should be restricted from using the program to search for Americans' data. Nearly forced the statute to lapse. Barely missing its midnight deadline, the Senate has approved the bill by 60-34 and voted early Saturday with bipartisan support. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.